Yirmiyahu Perek Vav, wrapping it up, beginning with Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Le'ili Nishmas, Betzalel Tzvi ben Moshe Yitzchak, Bachon Nisaticha Ve'ami Mivtzar. So now Rashi says Hashem is talking to Jeremiah himself, to Yirmiyahu himself. And he says to Yirmiyah, I have made you the strong one, a tower and a fortress among my people. Hashem assures Yirmiyahu, even amidst all the calamities and the terrible troubles and travails that are being visited on Klal Yisrael, Yirmiyahu is going to be unaffected, which isn't exactly a promise that is accurate in terms of Yirmiyahu's psyche, because his empathy for Klal Yisrael runs so deep that it's not even possible for him to be unaffected. And even though this assurance is for his physical safety, because at the moment Klal Yisrael wants to kill him, he's endangering himself by telling them things that they don't want to hear, and they're indignant, and the king is going to throw him into prison. We'll see in Perek Lamed Beis what's going to happen when he says unpopular things. But don't worry, you're the fortress, you're the tower. We heard this earlier in the Sefer, that God says to him, you're going to be my iron column, you're going to be the strong wall. V'seida uvalchanta es darkam, so that you will know and test their ways. Bechina. So just like he said, I made you a fortified city, so Yirmiyahu is part of the test of Klal Yisrael's commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And unfortunately, their commitment is an inch deep at this point. But nevertheless, you're the iron pillar, you're the strong one. And perhaps the strength that he means, the Mefarshim don't say this, but maybe it's the psychological strength to keep on fulfilling this mission, even though you know they're a lot not listening and they're going to pay a terrible, terrible price. Being the, in Greek mythology, the Cassandra, who speaks of the doom to follow, is a very, very difficult role. Nobody wants this job. Chavches kulam sare sorerim, which is an interesting echo of Yeshaya. They are all terrible rebellers, grievous rebellers, emphasizing how deep their rebellion runs. But we know that in Yeshaya, in the Parsha of Shabbos Chazon, we learned it way, way back when we did Yeshaya Aleph. He says, Sorayich Sorurim, Chavrei Ganovim. So here too, Sorei Sorurim, an echo of that earlier prophecy from 100, 150 years earlier. Holchei Rachil Nechoshesu Varzel. They go about Rachil with slander. Rechilus, and they are copper and iron. Kulam mashchisim hema. They are all corrupt. Copper and iron, the Da'as Sofrim from Mosad Rav Kook says that they're unbending and stubborn. They won't yield, they won't bend, they won't change their terrible ways. Because unfortunately, the Jewish people are a stiff-necked people always in such situations. And it's funny that Yirmiyahu was compared to iron and copper before. You'll be an iron pillar and copper walls, and that was a statement of strength. But this iron and copper is a statement of rigidity and an inability to bend to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. Chavtes nochar mapuach. The bellows is heated from the fire, continuing the metaphor of melting iron. So when you refine silver, you blow with the bellows, Rashi says, and then you put lead in the crucible to help the refining. But I'm going to refine you, and I'm heating everything up, and it's parched because of the fire, and the lead is consumed. Nochar from chora, Rashi says, from wrath, from rage and anger. So once we compared the Jewish people to copper and iron, well, they're going to be refined and the dross is going to be cut off. And they're going to be melted, whether they like it or not. They're going to withstand the huge hot fire of the forge. May Eish Tam Ofares. And the lead is consumed by the fire, the Ofares. Iparon, the lead of a pencil. Lashav tzaraf tzoreif v'ra'im lo nitaku. In vain, the smith is melting the metals, however, because the wicked are not separated. Everything becomes scorched. The silver gets used up, but it's all in vain, because the flame doesn't separate the good from the wicked, because there's so much wicked. Finally, lamed kesef nimos. low-level silver, disgusting, despicable silver, miustic silver, karulahem, they are called kimoas Hashem bohem, because Hashem has rejected them. So on the one hand, Klal Yisrael is compared to silver, which is a compliment. But on the other hand, they are worn-out silver, they are base silver, they're a conglomerate of low-value metals. So even the smelter rejects the metal. So the question is God rejecting us forever? And we're going to see in Parag Zion, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still not giving up on us, even though perhaps as base dross silver we deserve it.